021. Simanai and Tef. Siv Gimel. Chotza Katana. Shanifrito Bimilua Likadola. A famous case, they had this case in Erevin. We had it by a minion in Siman Nun Aleph and Nun Hey. We had it about being mitzar of people to a minion. Did you have a case that the fourth wall of the Chotzer Ketana is open completely to a small place surrounded by three walls, and on the fourth side it's Nifritzo B'Milua. It doesn't have an opening at all. It doesn't have a door at all or a wall. It's completely open to the Gedola. But Fagadola Odefus Alehom and Atzdodim. But the Gedola has two walls. It's wider. So there's like a wall on each side forming like columns, forming mechitzos, call it, between the big room and the small room. So from the perspective of the small room, it's open completely to the big room. But from the perspective of the big room, it has like a fourth, not a complete wall, but on the fourth side it also has like mechitzos with a doorway. So from the perspective, so that's what the din looks at the different perspectives and says, Ketana lo chashiva kabayis b'fnei atzma, the ketana is not a room in itself because it's open completely to the bigger room. So it's just called part of the big room. Kiven shenifritzu b'milua l'gedola. Aval ha-gedola, kiven shekasoleha otrim al shel ketana, mitzad zeh, chashiva kabayis b'fnei atzma. So from the perspective of the big room is separated from the small room. But from the perspective of the small room is not separated from the big room. Kilkach, therefore, in Soa B'Gedola, so it's in the same room, same Rishus as the Ketana. Because the Ketana is not separated from the Gedola. So also Likros B'Ketana, Achi Yarchik Kishir. He has to be Marchik Dalad Amos B'Mokom Shekolo HaReach, because it's not in a different room. But the perspective of a person standing in the Ketana, it's not in a different room. But the Yimtsoa B'Ketana, but from the perspective of the Ketana, in other words, if a person standing in the Gedola, he's separated from the Ketana. We're in Ayin Tes. We're doing Siv Gimel. Muta Likros B'Gedola below her Choka, and Main Magilo Reach Ra. So again, you have this case where you have it by a minion, and you have it by Erevin. We have a small room that opens into a big room, and from the perspective of the small room, there's no fourth wall. It's open on the fourth wall. So that room doesn't have an independent identity. It's just part of the big room. Because it's called Nifretz B'Milua. It's open on the fourth wall. So there's nothing. It's open on the fourth wall. So it's just part of the big room. But from the perspective of the big room, on that fourth wall, it has walls. Because it's wider, it's bigger. So it has walls on either side of that fourth wall. Right? Imagine you're standing in the small room, you're looking straight ahead, on the fourth wall there's nothing there. But if you're in the big room, so you have two columns of wall, two pieces of wall, and an opening, like a doorway. So if you're in the small room, you're automatically part of the big room. But if you're in the big room, you're not automatically part of the small room. Because the big room is set off from the small room. But the small room is not set off from the big room. We're only calling it big and small because of the width business. We're calling the small room the one that it's completely open on the fourth wall to the big room. And the big room is wide, so it has like walls and then a doorway. So we had that by a minion. If there's nine people in the big and one in the small, they can be mitzaref to a minion, not vice versa. You have it in Hilchos Erevin, which I think if it's called Nifrez B'Milua, or if it has a fourth wall. Very important in Hilchos Erevin that a Rishus have a fourth wall. And here you have it by Tzoa, that if the Tzoa and the Ketana, so the big room is set off from the small room, so you just have to make sure no Reach Ra gets to you, but the Tzoa is in a different Rishus, because from the perspective of the big room, the small room is a different Rishus. But if the Tzoa is in the big room, and people standing in the small room, so they have to go away, Dalalamus, Mi Mokum Shekola HaReach, because they're in the same Mokum as the Tzoa. That's what Siv Gimel is all about. Mishnah Brura, Kishir, Zayna Dalalamus, Mi Mokum Shekola HaReach, Ken Muchach Vabes Yosef, Vayna Bir Alocha, Imeim, Stosom Kadeya Kamaisa Shibasif HaKoidim. If you remember, if anybody here remembers Siv Beis, so there we have that if you're in a different Rishus, if the Tzoa is in a different Rishus, it doesn't matter that you see it. Right? That's the Shitas HaRosh, as opposed to the Rashba. So that's why it makes such a big difference. You're talking about different Rishuyos or not. Okay, we'll move on to Siv Dalet. Siv Dalet teaches us about other Tzoa of animals. And contrary, like dog Tzoa is not Tzoa. Not automatically Tzoa. Not automatically usher to say a bracha. Just if it emits a reyach ra. That's what we're going to learn now. Tzoas kelev v'chazir. Okay. In nosan behem oros, the Gemara says, marchikim mehem kamo mitzoas adam. They used to process hides by soaking them in Tzoa. By soaking them together with Tzoa. In fact, one of the great mysteries of the universe is that the Sefer Torah is created, the cloth for Sefer Torah is created through soaking the skin of an animal in Tzoa's clothing. You can't get any more glow than Tzoa's clothing. But yet that helps create parchment that then contains Kedusha Sefer Torah. So there's some Musa Haskell there. Don't ask me what. But there's a Musa Haskell there. Hakubonim, I don't think so. Now they use chemicals. But the same chemicals that are found in Tzoas Kelev. In fact, the Medrash says that Tzoas Kelev has those chemicals, that chemical makeup, as a reward to Klovim for not barking. That's one of their rewards. One of their rewards is that they're used in the processing of the Sefer Torah. And therefore, Chazir, it's not so clear, like it's Chazir should be here. A lot of not Gerus Chazir in the Gemara. In other words, they used to soak Tzoas Klovim, they used to soak hides in Tzoas Klovim, and in the processing it came out, that's still today. It had a terrible smell. Very dangerous. You go to places where they make cloth, it's dangerous to walk in, the fumes. Very dangerous. That's why the Mashgichim can't really keep an eye on what they're doing, because it's dangerous to walk in. Anyway, so the real sirachon, the real decomposition, and the smell, and the zuhama, and the disgustingness of Tzoas Kelev is only when it's together when it's chemically reacting with hides. That's what the Gemara says. Tzoas Kelev in itself, it's not like Tzoas Adam. Tzoas Adam is Tzoa. Even if it happens not to be emitting a smell, for whatever reason, you can't say Dover Shebekedusha in its vicinity. What the vicinity means, we learned already. Unless it's dried up already, we'll learn in later Se'ifim how dry is dry, that it's not so anymore. But just the very fact that it's not emitting a smell at this particular point in time, for whatever reason, doesn't matter. Tzoas Adam is so. So you have to know, what about Tzoas animals? That's what the Gemara discusses. First of all, remember they had Tzoas animals all around. And nowadays also, certainly Tzoas Kelev is all around. People have dogs, they laid Tzoa. So people don't realize Tzoas Kelev is not Tzoa. unless it's emitting a smell. Although I can make a case to be machmir, because I think the main diet of dogs nowadays is grain. And when the main diet is grain, there are achronim who are machmir and say that just like by a tinok, once he starts eating grain, that's when his soa becomes soa. So if there, apparently dogs used to graze forage and garbage, eat grass, herbs, I don't know what. But now the main diet of dogs is what? Maybe meat. Now I think it's grain as a big part of their diet. Some achronim are machmir by grain. We'll see by chickens that if they're, that there are achronim that hold that if their main feed is grain, it's more of a problem. The Mishnah Berurah ground is machmir not like that, as we'll see. So maybe there's mokum to be machmir by dogs, maybe not. The mashmos of the Shulchan Aruch and the Bir Halach and the Mishnah Berurah is that dog soa is very cow, and it's not to be treated as soa unless it's emitting a smell. And it's emitting a smell, it's also midiraisa, that we had before. Decomposing matter that emits a smell is also midiraisa, it's like a dirabana. It automatically gets classified as soa, quote unquote, on the dirabana level. And you're not going to say a davar shebikdush in front of it. Anyway, so the Mechaber says in Sif Dalet that soas kelev v'chazir, when they're chemically reacting with hides, that's when that has a din of tsoa. That's a Gemara. So the Gemara in Brachas. Marchikim had come on mitzoa sodom. When that's going on, so you're not going to say davar shebikdusha if it's in front of you as far as you can see, and if it's around you, dalet amos. Well, you need davar amos v'makom shakol ha'areach. But the imlav, if it's not interreacting with oros, dinam kedin soa shor bein machayev ha'uf, shein sorech laharchik mehem. But there's no din harchoka of the soas kelev or other animals, with a few exceptions, which we'll learn about. Imein be'em reach ra. This is all if it's not emitting a bad smell. V'meish be'em reach ra, then always dinam kedsoa sodom. But again, there's a big difference. Soa sodom, even if it's not emitting a reyach ra, has a din of tsoa. Tsoas kelev is not tsoa. It has a din like an avela. It has a din like a carcass. It's not tsoa. If it emits a bad smell, it automatically gets a din of tsoa. Okay. So really, your average case where people walk to shul and the tsoas kelev all over the place. Maybe not all over the place, but pretty common, whether it's New York City, maybe Ramat Beit Shemesh too, I don't know. Or even if they stick to where they have the patches of grass, the trees, right? But you pass by it, you're running to shul, you're saying Birchas HaShachar, which you shouldn't, but you are. So it's not such a problem, because Soyos Kelev is not Sola. And usually, I don't know if it emits a smell, I never experimented. Why is that so funny? A true Rav would have to experiment to tell his people, I want you to know that I experimented, and you should know most soas kelevs do emit a smell, and it's a problem. That's what a real Rav has to do.
One steps on it.
It emits a smell? So you think maybe do you mean stepping on it maybe creates opens it up? Oh, maybe it emits a smell anyway, even if you don't step on it. That's what I'm saying, I don't know. The Bir Halacha says that for the Gemara it's mashma, that soas kelev, we're allowed to assume, does not emit a smell, unless we know fakert. We can assume it does not. But I'm saying, I don't know, it could be totally a lot in the eating habits. And if the eating habits are grain, could be certainly, even if what I said before is not true, that it's not, it doesn't have automatically a din of tsoa, but Lagabe the Bir Halacha's point that you are allowed to assume it does not emit a smell could be if they eat grain, that assumption no longer exists. Could be. I haven't seen in the Achrona, but could be, you know, now, the Mishnah Berurah was written before there was a whole aisle in the supermarket of dog food. They didn't have like Alp competing brands of dog food with a picture of a happy puppy on the cover. Anybody have a dog here? I know someone with a dog. Stephanie has a dog. You know Stephanie. She doesn't like it when I call it a mutt. She prefers calling it a poodle. I call it if it smells. She won't understand the question. Let me break it to her slowly. She might wonder why I'm asking her such a question. What? Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's Meishvim Reach Ra. Ratzalomer, the Mishavur says in Chav Beis, if you know one has a Reach Ra, Avol Nestoma Ein Tzorech Liv Dol Kuzeh, the Nestoma Ein Bohem Reach Ra. That's by Kelev and Chazir. That the assumption is that there's no Reach Ra unless they're processing the hides. Reach Ra, if they have a Reach Ra, what does it mean Reach Ra? Kol Shadech Ben Edom Netzar Moser Reach. If people say, ugh, then yeah, that's what it is, that's what it means. Because of a Chayei Odom, famous Chayei Odom, we've spoken out many times already in the last week, that something that smells bad is not called Reach Ra. It smells gasoline or oil or a bad smell, Itron. It's a bad basamin, not Reach Ra. Reach Ra is decomposition of matter. That's what Reach Ra is halachically. Lo nikra tzoa, elama shenisrach, what stinks, machmas ipush. That means a breakdown of matter. Not many times in your average garbage can, certainly the big green ones, in the summertime, it stinks. It stinks because, I don't know exactly why, maybe the sun, it breaks down the matter in a way.
Diapers.
What?
Diapers.
Diapers have nothing to do with the summer. That's tzoa already.
Right.
I'm talking about any decomposition of matter, an avela, fruit, right, rotten fruit. If it emits a smell that people are repelled by, has a din of tzoa, and you can't make a bracha midioraisa when it's in front of you, for example, meloenav. Okay, that, some hold meloenav is the rabbanon. Okay, but within Dalai Lamas, you can't say Dovah Shebekdusha. You have to go to the ladies here. Excuse me. Excuse me. Maybe you don't have to.